Wake up call!
This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
All right. Let's do this.
Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue. It is Wake Up Call. We've got the top five and bottom five now that week six is in the books. Monday Night Football last night, was it a close game? Yeah, it was overtime. Field goal won it with about 3 minutes left. But it was also a game that wasn't exactly great. Two offenses, one that we kind of knew was problematic, and the other one with Justin Herbert, who was held without a touchdown pass and never led in the game until they won the game in overtime. But we got top five, bottom five coming up. You know, we talk about billionaires, and we always say, like, if you want to buy a sports team, it's such an elite club that not every billionaire gets to have. If you have all the money in the world, you can pretty much buy anything, do anything, have every experience that you could possibly ever want. But if you don't get into the NFL as an owner, you'll never, no matter how much money you have, you can't get in. You won't be able to, if they don't want you in, you'll never get in. Now, some billionaires like to be anonymous, right? There's a lot of problems when you're so public and you're always in the public and everybody knows who you are. There's a quiet billionaire list of people you've never even heard of that are some of the more powerful business leaders of the world. But let's say you crave a little bit of attention. You like being a billionaire that is known and popular and a little bit of fame. Being an NFL owner gets you that. Robert Kraft got married over the weekend. Roger Goodell was there. Tom Brady was there. Elton John performed. Ed Sheeran was there. Meek Mill was there. The list of celebrities were great. Why? Why did everybody go to Robert Kraft's wedding? Because he's the owner of the Patriots. And as the owner of the Patriots, he gets access not only to the athletes and the movers and shakers in sports, but he also gets the entertainers that come perform at his stadium. So he's very familiar with the artists, and he gets to meet the artists. So even if you're a billionaire and you're a shipping magnate or something like that, you might not be able to get Elton John to come to your wedding because Elton John might say, oh, billionaire's wedding of a guy I've never heard of, been there, done that, whatever. But you could actually get people famous that want to go to your wedding, even a guy like me who hates weddings. I might want to go to Robert Kraft's wedding just to see who's there. So again, some billionaires, that's not attractive. But to other billionaires, it kind of is. It's really an elite club. You get an extra level of fame and notoriety by being one of the owners of the National Football League and access to some people that maybe you just go, wow, I can't believe, look at my wedding. It's a who's who of entertainers from around the world. All right, top five, bottom five, coming up next.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this is where we do top five, bottom five. We've just completed 6 weeks. It's getting to that point now where you're starting to see identities of teams. Yeah, we always give teams a little bit of slack at the beginning of top five, bottom five. Sometimes we'll put a team in the bottom five and we'll say, yeah, I know they'll get their act together, but right now they're not good. But now we're starting to see, you know, maybe some of these teams are never going to be good. And some of these teams are good and we'll see how long they stay up. So let's get started as we go from five all the way to number one. And if you'd like to hit us up on Twitter, you can, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. So I'm going to start with number five, and I'm going to keep them where I left off, and that is the New York Giants. Another win against a good football team. The Packers and the Ravens may not be my top five, but they're good enough football teams. The Giants are now 5-1, and it's a weird thing. They just find ways to win. They don't have a passing game, but they run the ball well. They're not particularly stellar on defense. They're not particularly stellar on offense. They're finding ways to win. They're 5-1. Number five.
All right. Number five for me. I dropped him down one spot from last week.
Okay.
For me. And this is where I had the Cowboys.
Cowboys. All right.
Despite losing to the Eagles, which was ended up being a decent game. I think they're looking up now. You know, I mean, they're going to get most likely getting Dak Prescott back next week. I think this team is, we'll start to really see this offense click again. Cooper Rush, you were fun. Good quarterback. Made Jerry Jones proud. Made Jerry Jones say things outlandishly. And we always love that when he starts talking like, yeah, it'd be great to have a quarterback controversy.
Yeah.
There is no quarterback controversy.
No quarterback controversy.
This is Dak Prescott's team. And I feel that Dak is going to lead this team on a good charge coming back.
Well, I left the Cowboys out of my top five, but not because I didn't like the way they played. I thought they fought back really well.
Yeah.
That was a one-score game late and a couple of bounces here and there. They could have really made that interesting. But here's a team that I might not regret this, but I'm really, really – I had to put them in, but I'm not sure about them yet. Number four is the Minnesota Vikings. They're 5-1. They've won four straight. But here's the thing. I don't want to play this game of who have you beaten. Everybody in the NFL should be a tough game. They're professional football players. But look at who they've beaten during this four-game win streak. The Lions, who give up a lot of points. The Saints, who aren't exactly world beaters. And that was in London. The Bears, that don't have a passing game. And the Dolphins, that didn't have Tua Tagovailoa. That's the four-game win streak. It's not exactly a murderer's row of NFL teams. However, they're 5-1. I don't know what kind of 5-1 they are, but I'm going to give them the credit for being 5-1 in a modern-day NFL. So Minnesota's 4, but don't get used to it.
I had thought about moving them into my top five. They're number 6 on the cusp of getting in.
Yeah, sure.
I just gave it to the Cowboys simply because, you should have beaten all those teams if you're a good team.
You're a good team. You should have ran through that.
Yeah, that should be an easy task, a no-brainer task. So I left them out, but I'm, hey, Vikings, my eyes are on you. Number 4 for me, I had to move them up. They were number 5 for me last week. I had to move them up a spot.
The Giants?
The Giants.
Yeah.
I still don't know what this team is. Okay.
I don't either. It's a weird thing
because I don't think we're totally bought into it. I mean, this is a team that won what, 4 games last year?
Yeah.
Total or 3 games?
Four,
I don't even remember.
Games. 4 games.
And they've eclipsed that, and we're only in week 6. So we just finished off week 6.
Wasn't there an analyst on one of these talking head shows that was saying, you should just blow it up and lose the season because you've got something to build up?
Last week, Kimberly Martin.
Was that what is she saying? I think it's because they're you're playing with house money. It's not going to last.
Here's the thing, Tony. You just brought up the Vikings. You say, who have they beaten? Right, and you brought the Vikings. The Vikings beat this team. They should run. Say the same thing about the Giants. You're like, my God, those are great teams.
Those are good teams.
Maybe the Packers aren't anymore, but...
Right, but still.
Still at that time, we were like, yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers. That's a good team.
Still Aaron Rodgers. It's still Lamar Jackson.
They fought back against the Ravens and won the game. I was blown away. And yeah, Giants, you're right there. I don't know what you're doing there. You were in my bottom 5, I think, every week last year.
Why? I do not understand why media... I know there's a lot of young talent out there. Stop believing that teams can convince 53 guys to lose on purpose in a league with no guaranteed
money. For the greater good, Tony.
Right? hey guys, how about this? We're going to lose all the rest of our games so we can get a 21-year-old kid that's going to be better than some of you. And oh, by the way, when the season's over, about a third of you are not going to be on this team anymore. So thanks for your assistance. We really appreciate it. Every guy is whoever he is incorporated. The only thing they care about is their resume. They're like, I am here because I'm a good football player, and if it helps me get a contract either here or somewhere else, I'm going to play my butt off.
And are we willing to accept or ready to accept Daniel Jones might be a good quarterback?
Might be a good quarterback. That's right. You never know. Might be. We'll see.
We watched Russell Wilson not able to move the Broncos' offensive at all. In the second half, and Daniel Jones was able to do that in the second half against a good Ravens defense.
That's right. All right, number 3, Kansas City. All right, you lose to the Bills. I got to drop you a bit, but boy, I still think you're fantastic. So don't, no hard feelings, Kansas City. But I had you third last time. I think I did. I had Philadelphia third last time. It wasn't a bad loss. It was an epic game. It was like Patrick Mahomes throws a pick. And whoops, the game's over. But I had every belief in everything that he could have gone down and scored a touchdown. But nevertheless, because you're 4-2, and I like the other two teams just a touch better, and you did get beat by one of the teams that's in my top 5, I got to put you at 3. There's no hard feelings here.
Yeah, my top 3 virtually unchanged from last week. And for number 3 for me, I have the Eagles.
Eagles.
And it's simply because like you just talked about with the Chiefs, I mean, I almost feel like we should just combine like the top three and just talk about all three of them at once right now.
Right.
I still feel the Chiefs would beat the Eagles, and that's why I have the Eagles at number three.
That's a legitimate reason.
I'm looking at it that way, that if these two teams face off, I think Patrick Mahomes gets the best of Jalen Hurts. But listen, the Eagles, I mean, here's another one. It's not so much as a surprise as the Giants, but the fact that you do keep finding ways to win. They're getting harder. It looks like each week now, it's like a little bit more. It takes a little bit more effort than it was at the beginning. But, you know, you are playing somewhat better teams, I guess, more decent teams. I mean, it was a great win against the Cowboys on Sunday night. But you keep finding ways to win. I don't know how long that's going to last. You can't remain undefeated forever. But as one Twitter follower put it, that this team should change their name to EAGES.
Yeah.
No L's with this team.
No L's with this team. Because I have the Eagles at number two. I would love to see what Darius Slay does in coverage against Patrick Mahomes' offense. Like, I would love to see it. Like, Darius Slay is playing great. They've got a good secondary. They've got a good defense. They've got Jalen Hurts is going to make himself a fortune, an absolute fortune when it comes time. And the AJ Brown acquisition has worked out. Devontae Smith is great. I'm going to give the I agree with you. I think heads up. I think Kansas City wins the game. I agree with you. I'm just sliding the Eagles in.
You have the class of the AFC and the class of the NFC.
Yeah, I look at it that way. I think when you win a few games where you beat the Lions and the Commanders and maybe even Jacksonville, all right. But, you know, the Cowboys win, that was a big deal. That was a big game, big stage against a team that was on a roll that is a division rival. And Hurts handled himself really, really well in that game. So that's the only edge that I have. So that's my number two team.
Yeah, number two for me, this is where I had the Chiefs. I mean, Chiefs. I'm not going to fault you at all for the loss to the Bills.
Good back and forth game.
Good back and forth game. Somebody has to win that one.
Yep.
And I love how everyone is saying, it's like, oh, it was a good revenge game. The Bills made up for it. No, they didn't.
No, you
didn't make up for that playoff loss, Bills.
I pointed this out. Years ago, I pointed this out. The Ravens beat the Broncos in an overtime playoff game at Denver. They opened the season against Denver the next year, and everyone was like, revenge game. I'm like, no, January, it's a revenge game. This is just a regular season 1 of 16.
And you know what? My hands are crossed right now on the prayer symbol. We can only pray and hope that these two teams meet again in January.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. I hope so, too.
It is too much fun. And, you know, I know it's kind of that thing of, like, saying, Brady Manning. You know, it might be.
It might be.
It might be something similar to that, because I don't think Allen and Mahomes are going anywhere anytime soon.
All right. And then, of course, Buffalo, the number one team at 5-1. You go on the road, you beat Kansas City. Remarkable. They demolished the Steelers like they should. Close game against the Ravens. Loss in the heat to the Dolphins. But they have just been outstanding. The numbers are amazing. They have this number two offense in terms of scoring. The number one defense in terms of scoring against. They are the number one passing offense in the NFL. They are complete. Absolutely complete.
And not only that, but when your quarterback is hurdling someone in the fourth quarter.
That's right. That's right. When everybody's tired and you're hurdling someone, that's
and you're
great.
Hurdling someone, you're destined.
Destined. We got bottom five coming up next. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, as we continue, now it is time for bottom five. These are the worst of the worst, 28 all the way up to number 32. If you were to see my page, if this was television, I would hold this up to the camera and you would see teams scratched off, another team scratched off. I went back and forth with all this. We're going to start with 28 all the way up to, again, 32. And number 28, do not accuse me of the last thing I saw is the worst thing I saw here. But I put the Denver Broncos as number 28. I think there are other teams worse than Denver, but the teams that are not in my bottom five, I wouldn't trust Denver to beat any of them. Do I like what the Broncos do defensively? Yeah, that's one of the top defensive units. That alone should keep them in my bottom five. But this inability to score is insane. They're not doing it with a third-string quarterback. They're doing it with Russell Wilson. Bailey Zappi is throwing more touchdown passes than Russell Wilson is throwing. This is crazy.
It is absolutely insane that this guy and Nathaniel Hackett, who had a whole offseason to come together, this isn't like throwing two things in a pot at the last second, cannot get together to form an offense that's decent. I know the offensive line stinks, but Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett can't come together to put an offense that can score more than 17 points a game. They're averaging 14 a contest. Somebody just put out a tweet of all the quarterbacks that they've had since Peyton Manning. Russell Wilson is averaging less points than any of them, including Drew Lock and Trevor Siemian. It's insane. Denver's 28. I could have put them even further up, but I don't like these other teams even more. Broncos, you're in the bottom five.
That's a good one. That's a, I'm a little upset. I should have put them in there, but I think it was probably because they, you know, I'd have to admit something about my Chargers that I don't want to admit just yet. So
right, okay,
that it yeah. was a, that it was a harder game for them than it should have been.
Probably.
Because it was. But I like that one. I like the Broncos. And I kind of did a similar thing, right? If you were on a bye, I'm going to preface my bottom five real quick. If you were on a bye last week, you're not in my bottom five.
Yeah, I agree with you. So there's a certain team that is not in my bottom five.
Yeah, so congrats to all of you who did not make the bottom five. But I had to put this team here. I hope you have them here too, Tony, or somewhere in your bottom five. But this is why I had the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers!
I have to put the Buccaneers here. I don't care about their record. I don't care that they don't technically have a losing record. What I care about is the fact that Tom Brady decided to skip out on a workout with his team and go to a wedding. No problems there. But then to come back to said game and get beat by a Kenny Pickett and a Mitch Trubisky.
Absolutely.
And yell at his offensive line for not doing their job. I think there's a serious issue going on. You know, I saw a funny meme that what he was yelling at him, because it's kind of, you kind of hear some words, you can hear that he's irate, but you can't really understand what he's saying. And someone filled in the blanks by saying, you know what he's saying? Yeah, I didn't leave my wife and kids to come play for this team.
I didn't, exactly. I'm not going through a divorce so I can lose to the Steelers.
To a Trubisky and a Pickett.
Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky? You got to be out of your mind.
So, Buccaneers, you're in the bottom five.
Yeah, I don't have the Buccaneers in my bottom five, but I absolutely dig where you're going with that, man. I really do. Number 29, this is where I put Arizona. I don't know what I was expecting from the Cardinals this year. Certainly not winning seven in a row and kind of falling apart after Kyler Murray got injured. That was kind of a unique season. But are they just not good? Is that where we're at now? Is there another circumstance that I might be missing? Marquise Brown got hurt, I know, and they just traded for the wide receiver Anderson at Carolina. But 2-4?
No, that's actually a good team to put in the bottom five.
Yeah, they're just, you know, like,
because it is amazing. I mean, I didn't know what to expect out of them in the beginning of the season either, but it's not this.
Their two losses have come against two teams with one win. Like, that's
right.
It. Like, that's the Panthers and the Raiders. Those are the only two wins they have this year. Is Kyler Murray dealing with, like a hurt shoulder that I don't know about? Like, going on?
I'm not blaming it on the lack of star wide receivers.
No.
Because, again, you should be able to, I mean, you know, I just got done chastising Tom Brady, but Tom Brady made a living out of no-name wide receivers.
And this might be where Cliff Kingsbury finds himself on the way out of the National Football
League. Yeah, especially when he openly admits that he's not opposed to someone else calling plays.
Yeah, right. He's the guy that is supposed to call. He's the reason he got hired. Let's never forget that Cliff Kingsbury was unemployed when he was hired. He wasn't. They didn't pluck him from Texas. Texas Tech parted ways with him.
They didn't talk him into it.
The job.
I think Texas Tech is laughing.
Yeah, yeah. So let's not pretend
Cliff,
he was on the upper echelon.
Got an idea for Cliff? Why don't you call Nathaniel Hackett? Get his get his assistant to come down and help you
out. That's right. So Arizona's 29.
That's a good one. 29 for me. This is where I had the Browns.
Browns, okay.
Sorry. You know what? I mean, you make Bailey Zappe a household name, and you make us say Zappe Hour like it's something that's been around for years. You're in the bottom five.
Yeah, that's true.
Good point. I'll give credit where credit is due. Belichick always has a great defense. Belichick, this is where he started his coaching career with the Browns. So, of course, he was coming in with, you know, a little chip on his shoulder wanting to win in front of his old home team. But still, I mean, Bailey Zappe is looking like a Pro Bowl player right now.
I like your bottom five. It's a lot more fun than my
bottom five. Yours is right there with me. We're not doing the traditional bottom five teams.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. Number 30 for me, this is where I put the Chicago Bears. I don't know why I don't put the Chicago Bears a little higher, but because they run the ball well.
Or lower.
I mean, it should have moved them up a little bit more towards the third. This is where I put the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields, please work out. Like, please work out, because I hate the fact that this guy is on an organization that is destroying his career. This wasn't a reach. This wasn't a, oh my God, this is how could they put, like, this was when Daniel Jones got drafted. Everybody went, what the hell are the Giants doing? But Justin Fields getting drafted was a, yeah, that's a legit NFL prospect coming out of Ohio State. They're taking his career and flushing it down the toilet. But they run the ball great, but they don't pass. They should have won that game. They should have won that game, and they didn't. So Chicago is my 30th.
You know what? I might be talking about them in a little bit, but not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet, Tony, because number 30 for me, this is where I have the Packers.
Packers. Wow, I really like your bottom five.
I mean, much more fun. Now, the Jets could be a good team. They could have something going on. You know, Zach Wilson might be finally figuring out. I love the fact that Sauce Gardner stole a cheese hat and went prancing around the stadium. Love that. But, I mean, the Packers, this team has imploded in front of our eyes. Aaron Rodgers looks old. I don't know, maybe he's taking too much of that ayahuasca or whatever it's called. This team is just god awful.
They are,
and I can't think that it's just the absence of Devontae Adams. The defense
can't just be that.
Yeah,
right?
The defense isn't doing anything. Devontae Adams had nothing to do with the defense, and the offense just simply can't move the ball. And they made the Jets look great. Made us start talking like, oh, are the Jets actually a playoff team? No, they're not. But when you play against a Packers team and you put Aaron Rodgers in his place and this team, I mean, we're not even getting the R-E-L-A-X out of Aaron right now.
No, not at all.
I think he knows something's wrong.
I think he does. Good point. Yours is a lot more fun than me. All right, 31, I put this team here, but despite the fact that they actually won over a team that is below them. But this is where I put Washington, because Washington should have won that game a lot more than 12-7 if you're going to hold the Bears to nothing. But Carson Wentz is now out. This can't get any funnier than this. Now, the one thing that I will say is Brian Robinson scoring a touchdown was pretty awesome. What a good story that was. But Wentz is going to be out 4 weeks, and Taylor Heinicke may be the quarterback, which may have been the real thing they should have done at the very beginning.
I couldn't agree more.
Instead of just having Carson Wentz on this football team, maybe develop Taylor Heinicke, a player that actually, you know, played pretty well in a playoff loss a couple of years ago to the Buccaneers. It's a mess because Ron Rivera doesn't know what to say about his quarterback, and now his quarterback's going to be out. And so now what's the excuse when you have a guy that's been in the organization for a while taking over? Yeah. But they've got Sam Howell, who's a rookie that they like. I don't know if you'll see him in this sort of 4 week, 5 week recovery period for Wentz. Maybe they never go back to Carson Wentz. I don't know. I'm at a point where when your Dan Snyder's in the news for the wrong reason, you win a game 12-7 on Thursday night, reminding why these games are terrible. Carson Wentz hurt, and you go back to a quarterback you should have never benched to begin with. I'm sorry. That's why I put Washington at 31.
I love it. I took him out of my bottom five just so I could rip other teams.
Right. Good for you.
But, I mean, they were there. They're there. I mean, they should be, like, they're definitely in my bottom five realistically. But for me, 31, this is where I have the Bears.
Yeah.
For all the reasons you had. Why is Kyler Murray your quarterback? Not Kyler Murray, Justin Fields, right. It might as well be Kyler Murray, all right? Just throw him back there, too, because it doesn't matter who you put at quarterback. You're not using him.
They've got to, like, seriously, the Broncos hired a guy for game management for hire an extra quarterback coach that does nothing but just, like, hang around with Justin Fields all the time.
Listen, you want to know something smart? I think the Bears and the Broncos should do is trade quarterbacks, because then Justin Fields could actually lead the Broncos to the promised land.
Yeah, right.
You're talking about the Broncos quarterbacks are where the Broncos go to, or Broncos are where the quarterbacks go to die. Bears are even worse.
Bears are even worse.
You're dead on arrival.
32, Carolina.
Yeah.
Woo! What a mess. They kick a receiver out of the game for arguing with his position, and then they trade him the next day.
Yep.
They fired Matt Rule. Christian McCaffrey's on the trade block.
He's gone.
Carolina, you stink. 32. That's our top five, bottom five as we continue with Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue. Wake Up Call. So again, Monday Night Football last night wrapped up week number six. That's why we did top five, bottom five. Thursday night's game is the Saints. And who are they playing? The Saints? Golly, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Week seven.
And Cardinals?
The Cardinals. Yeah, that's right. Is that what we're getting Thursday night?
Yep, Saints-Cardinals.
Lord. What in the world? Who am I, Job? Why do I have to go through this punishment?
Yeah.
What did I do to get Saints-Cardinals? Like, there's nothing Amazon can't sell this to me. Like, I guess it'll be, you know, whatever.
You know how they're going to sell it to you?
How are they going to sell it to
me? Nothing else is on.
That's, well, true.
Be honest with you.
Is there baseball on? I might even watch that.
They're probably, hopefully.
Well, anyway, we're having dinner Thursday night, so we're going to miss most of this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You know what? Looking ahead, there really isn't anything to watch this weekend.
This coming weekend?
Yeah.
That Lions-Cowboys game is interesting. I want to see if the Lions can get back to scoring the kind of points that we are used to seeing them score. Did you know one time Jared Goff, it was tied with Patrick Mahomes and there was one of, Lamar Jackson for most touchdown passes
in
the season? I'm serious. They had 11.
See, I know.
And then you got shut out, and that kind of ruined it.
I know in my area, the late game that will be on our tellies will be Texans-Raiders.
Oh, that's a good one.
Fire
one
up
four,
the grill for that one, guys.
Yeah, Raiders. You know why? Look, I have to tell you, I liked what you said earlier. Like, teams were on bye weeks are not in the bottom five because Houston wasn't in it and the Raiders weren't in it. But
the Lions.
I don't know if I would have put the Raiders in the bottom five. I feel like the Raiders are a good team that's just on the short end of the
yeah,
stick.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, like they're just losing games by just a little bit. So,
I mean, I'm going to look real quick because I don't think they've gotten blown out this year.
No, they haven't. I don't think they have any. They have either.
Yeah, let's see. They've lost to the Chargers by 5 points. They lost to the Cardinals by 6. Lost to the Titans by 2. They beat the Broncos, and they lost to the Chiefs by 1.
Yeah, they're just right there.
They can't quite cross over. A touchdown away.
Yeah, you can understand why they're aggravated.
It's not a lack of putting up points.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're averaging almost like 25 points a game.
Earlier in the show, we had Lee Ellis to talk NBA as it gets started tonight. I have a question because I asked him about Joe Mazzulla with the Celtics. Whatever happened to the Ime Udoka bombshell that was going to eventually be brought to light? Did that just disappear?
It's with the 600,000 emails.
Yeah, right.
That
exactly.
The NFL are hiding.
Good point. Because when Ime Udoka got suspended, let me just give you a timeline, folks, of how this worked out. So Ime Udoka got suspended. Woj was putting out this tweet that this thing was brewing in Boston that could lead to Ime Udoka being suspended. Nobody knew why, and nobody knew how long it was going to be. Just there was this rumblings that there was an internal suspension coming, not from the league, but from within the team. So it was going to be a team suspension. So then they said it was a violation of team policy, right? So everybody speculating, what could it be? How long could it be? Then it was brought out, it was a year, and it was because he was dating this female employee. He was a subordinate, and it was against the rules. And any of you who have ever worked in a corporate environment, if you are in the hierarchy of the system, you can't date somebody below you. It leads to unfair work practices, and it also leads to a possibility of opening the company to a lawsuit, right, if the dating went wrong for whatever reason. So everyone kind of got it, right? And then later on, as you went, okay, I get it. He's dating this girl. He's cheating on his fiance girlfriend. He wasn't even married to Nia Long. He was just he had a relationship with her. They had a child together, but they weren't married.
Yeah, but she was.
The woman was. So again, he's having an affair. A woman's having an affair with him. All of a sudden, this story. And then Matt Barnes, of all people, came out and went. Because I've warned you guys about this. These people that go, I know something you don't know, and a lot of it is to pay attention to me in a very crowded room, right? Where there's all these different people, and everyone's an analyst, and everyone's got information. The only way you stand out in the crowd of other people is to say, I have something nobody else has. And part of this might have been Matt Barnes doing that, and part of this maybe that he did have information. But Barnes comes out and says, it's 1,000 times worse than what people are thinking. And so many people are like, what could that possibly be?
Yeah, I could think a lot.
Right? Like, exactly. Like, did he murder her family? Like, what are we talking about?
Like, what could be a thousand times? Like, what level is that? Like, if you say he cheated on her and he dumped her, well, that's not a thousand times worse.
Right.
If he yelled at her at a restaurant, that's not a thousand times worse. So Barnes is like over here going, hey, I can't tell you, but I wish I could because it's way deeper. So then you just sort of sit back and go, all right, but eventually it'll all come out. Like somebody will speak and somebody will have information. Nothing. That's it. That's all we know. All we know about the Ime Udoka situation is had a relationship with a woman who was married within the office and she was in charge of travel. And it was a messy situation that the company, the Celtics as a company, went, that's it. You can't, that's not allowed. You can't do it. There were people saying he'll never, they said, this story is so deep. He'll never coach in the NBA again. He's 45 years old.
I mean, do you think the Celtics are happy about Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole? Because that kind of took that angle away.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Golden State Warriors were more mad at whoever leaked the video than Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole in the face.
It was almost as if the Golden State Warriors were apologizing to the Celtics for beating them last year.
Exactly. Jordan Poole gets walloped in the face, and they're like, who leaked the tape? And they're like, wait a minute. No, we will find who leaked this tape, and that person is done with this organization.
But it is amazing that, I mean, whatever happened in Boston, I guess what happens in Boston stays in Boston now?
I guess so. Maybe everyone in Boston knows, but nobody wants to say it. It's like that. It's like the creepy town like that has a secret.
But
nobody
it feels
ever
like,
says.
Because it's been so quiet and nothing's been leaked out, it feels like Matt Barnes might be right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I feel comfortable with that.
That might be exactly. That's exactly right. Like is what
it
happened
so horrible that
is it
like,
so horrible that people are like sworn to death that they better this better not see the light of day. Right? Like kind of like the JFK files, right? Or something like this does not like there's three of us in this room, and I will know it was either one of you two, so nobody better say a word to anybody.
I mean, it's one of those situations where when somebody's saying he will never coach in the NBA again, you and I have talked about this ad nauseum,
right,
that there literally is only one coach who will never coach again in any sport, and that's Art Briles.
Art Briles.
We always bring him up.
They always find a job.
Everyone finds a job. Matt Rhule will be coaching in no time at all.
Do you think Ime Udoka, who led the Celtics to an NBA Finals appearance in his first year, do you think if it's just what we know, had an affair with a woman in the office that worked for him?
That's nothing.
Do you think people in Orlando would be like, oh, I don't even want to see his face? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, do you think Orlando, and I don't know how many Orlando fans there are, but do you think Orlando fans are like, not that guy? No. Take a chance on another retread NBA coach that never gets us to the playoffs. Can we do that? Or would you rather have a guy that turned the entire organization around in the second half of the season and made them Eastern Conference champions?
He is going to find another job, unless it is so egregious.
You're right, unless Matt Barnes is right. And we don't know if Matt Barnes is right, because we don't know anything other than that. But if it is just what we know, if that's like, if you went to
if
a
it's
Celtics
just that?
Guy.
No, come on.
If you went to a Celtics guy and said, I'm telling you the truth, man, it is nothing more than that. Like, we just didn't want to.
He had an inter-office affair.
He had an inter-office affair. It went badly. She was very angry with it. They said some things to each other. It got very heated. It was a relationship that it should have never took place. It put the organization in a very, very tough legal bind, possibly. And we had to make an example of him because this is not what we want in our organization. It's like any other company. We're not being ridiculous here with policy. It's like this everywhere across corporate America. We're no different. But it was nothing more than that. Those two had a secret relationship that went really bad, and we got to the nitty gritty of it. But if there's a secret dossier on Ime Udoka that we don't have access to, and then fine. But if that's the only thing, you can't tell me an organization wouldn't take a shot on him in three or four years when it cools down, and he goes, "Yeah, I made a mistake. I made a mistake."
Hear me out, all right? Because there is a team that he can go to where it is not corporate policy.
Okay.
Right?
That, yeah, exactly. Exactly, Darvin Ham. You better watch your back. You better get this team into the playoffs.
Yeah, Ime Udoka, there's a purple and gold team where I know for a fact that's not company policy because it was wildly known for years that the owner and the coach were in cahoots with each other. All you have to do is convince one certain 20-year veteran
that you want to be
that it's his team.
No question.
And you will be head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, my goodness. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So it's just one of those stories that just, like, it's hot at the moment and everybody's butt, and then it just.
But you're absolutely right. It is surprising that it just disappeared.
Disappeared.
Like, totally, like, forgot about it.
Your comparison to the emails or the Washington Post scandal is right on the money. It's perfect. Because that's exactly what happened with that.
Yeah.
What's going on? But bombshell report? What's happening? Oh, my goodness. And then they would say sexual harassment. Okay. What else? No, just that for right now.
Remember.
Really? What else?
It is something so horrible that a billionaire is living on a boat.
You're living on a boat. Right. Exactly. What is it? Well, it's a toxic workplace exposure. Okay. Yeah, that's bad. But I was kind of expecting a lot more the way it was sort of hyped up. Like, it's bad. Don't get me wrong. But. And it's the same thing with this Ime Udoka thing. And again, don't get me wrong. You know me, man. I'm cynical of these people going, I can't tell you, but. It's like, yeah, I know what it is. I know you want a microphone on a network show. I get it. They all do. It's good money. It's easy money. You make a ton on it. I get it. You see what J.J. Redick's making from ESPN, and you're like, I wouldn't mind continuing my lifestyle with that gig. But at the same time, you set the bar, and now the everyone's coming to go, knock, knock, knock. What exactly is there? And they're like, nah, that's it. I can't. There's nothing else. And maybe there is something. We keep saying. I don't know. Maybe we don't. I don't know. I think in the end, it's going to be just that. I think Ime Udoka will be back at some point. All right, we're approaching heavy weather season, and it did get me thinking driving should be an enjoyable experience even when it's raining. But you know what's a worse situation when you're having a good moment in the car? Listening to Ron and I's top five, bottom five, or maybe that latest Taylor Swift song. I don't know. Suddenly everything's ruined by you get squeaky wipers. It's embarrassing, and it's very dangerous, too. That's when you know you need new wipers. Don't let squeaky wipers ruin your great moments. Clearly, by Michelin Wipers. Michelin is always reminding drivers how important it is to regularly check their wipers for safety on the road. They've even made it an official holiday, the International Check Your Wipers Day, coming up November 16th. So don't forget, check your wipers. It's simple to update your wipers to Michelin. Pick them up today at Walmart. All right, it's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
I'm going to close this hour by giving some advice. All right? Now, Ron, this might backfire on me, so bear with me here, okay? So we have a town Facebook page, like a lot of towns. It's like, what's going on in town? What's the city council voting on? What's that new building that's coming up? Does anybody know who's the best optometrist? Or where can I sign up my kid for Little League? Little things like that. But every now and then, There's the Karen that goes on and goes, I went to this place, blah, 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 and I told them I wanted no tomatoes, and they put tomatoes on my sandwich! And I told the waitress I would tell everybody on social media. If you see that, run to that establishment and buy food. Like, run to that restaurant and buy food. Like, just, like, I can't tell you. There's this flatbread controversy. I won't get into it, but there's a flatbread controversy in our town on this Facebook page because this woman went on this huge rant about how angry she was that the waitress misheard her on a flatbread that she ordered. And everybody is now saying, I will be eating dinner there at some point this week. It's a small place. It's not a chain. It's a guy. When I talk about, you know, I sometimes say, I go to this wing place sometimes with my friends to watch basketball or something. It's usually there. There's another big time chain wing place in our town, but it's usually at this place. And they're ripping the owner and this waitress so badly that our town is rallying around this establishment to go eat. I want something to change because I feel like when we feel like everybody has this larger voice on social media and we think it's going to bring people to their knees, it shouldn't always do that. Yeah, if you were treated extremely rudely or there was some behavior that was over the line, way over the line, misogynistic, racist, whatever. Yeah, to point that out. But to say, I'm going to blast you on social media because the steak wasn't cooked enough, or because the flatbread order was wrong, or because the waitress wrote down the wrong thing, or she overcharged me, she added another drink to the bill and made a mistake, and you know what? I always say, like, you know what? The more you do that, the more I'm more willing to go, you know what? I'm going to give money because I don't want to see that business close. I don't want a bad night or a bad situation to be the death. People think they're going to shut businesses down. I kind of want a new order where we go, you know what? This I'm going to blast you on social media thing is not going to go the way you want it to go. Like, I just think there's too many people now that feel like they've got a little bit of power. And I just wish that it would just, I wish that feeling would, like, you know, back in the day when you would have a problem with the restaurant, you know what you just did? You didn't go. You didn't go back. And then maybe you'd say something to a friend like, yeah, we had a bad steak last time we were there. Maybe they go, well, that was one time, I'll go. But the feeling like I can leave and I can go, I will blast this to the world and everyone will agree with me and everyone, and you'll be closed. I don't want to give people that much power when it comes to this new way of dealing with social media. So my advice is, when you see something like that, find the restaurant and go visit it and try to give them a second chance with you. All right, hour four coming up. We'll talk Monday Night Football and how the Broncos just can't seem to score when we continue.